they've revised down the high-level assessment of the peak from 15 metres down to around about 14.2. That still means it's a record flood by quite a substantial amount. If the skeleton staff that remain in the town, and I'm part of the local disaster management committee as we try and assess what we need to do. We've still got sandbagging out at the cotton farms. We've still got the council working on building levees. We've still got the guys from Ergon dealing with the electricity issues in town. We've still got the hospital and obviously key staff there, so if someone gets sick. Unfortunately, we've had a tragedy this morning, not so much related to the flood, but a young toddler drowned. And, you know, it's that's part and process. So it's the management, it's the coordination, and it's helping where you can.
I understand they're strengthening the main levee and building temporary ones as well.
There's temporary levees that basically go down the main, you know, the main drag to Cunnamulla. And hasn't been tested yet. But it gives a bit more security to the town. Unfortunately, outside the levee, there are houses that have been inundated, and this will be for the third time in 2 years. So that must be heart-wrenching for them after replacing the carpets, replacing the skirting boards, replacing the gyprock, dealing with the insurance companies once, twice, and they've had to do it for the third time.
How many people have refused to leave despite authorities wanting them to get out of town?
As we stated yesterday, no one's going to come into your house and drag you out. We obviously prefer people to move because if something bad happened, we just don't have the capacity to airlift people out. Not in the numbers, which would be in the thousands. We can't do that. And the vast, vast majority have left and did it on their own volition and have driven down the Moonee. And it looked like escape from New York, but it was escape from St George and get away from the floods. However, key sections of the workforce have a job to do and have got to stay. Obviously, we don't want the police leaving. We don't want the council workers who are building the levee banks to get up and leave. We don't want the doctors from the hospital to decide that they're going to go.
And I read that the police presence has been increased to prevent looting.
The police presence is very strong, and we haven't had any reports so far of anything like that, which is a great recommendation for the town that no one has taken advantage of the situation that most people are out of town.
And for the helpers in the area, you've offered a place to stay at your house, which is apparently on higher ground?
That's correct, and also the police. But, you know, to come into my house has to get to about 15.3 metres, and that, of course, is higher than the highest prediction. So the house is available if others need it, naturally enough, because my family have gone.